Hey there, beautiful people. I hope you're doing really, really well. And today we're going to go through a hypnotic session on remaining calm. Now, if you've been listening to me for a little while now, you probably should be able to see some sort of pattern here when it comes to anxiety, stress, letting go of, emotional baggage, gratitude, positivity, and all those sort of things. That, yeah, there is that bit of theme there, and understanding how all these things can and do tie in together to be able to help you just live an easier life. And that's one of my goals, is to obviously help everyone out there and help whoever the listeners are just gain that little bit of extra perspective and some tools and value to be able to have that and have that easier path, so to speak. And it's one of those things, especially with using the words remaining calm, is if you tell someone who's very angry and upset to calm down, you can imagine how well that may not go. Because at the moment of people being so upset or so focused on that negative behavior, well, maybe it's not even negative behavior, maybe it's just frustration or lack of understanding or lack of clarity. Then coming in and saying, well, you need to calm down, can be a very, very challenging situation. And so, before you can do that, there needs to be an element of self-awareness for the person going through these situations and understanding that they do need to find tools and resources to have that calmness in their life. And for me, one of those things is breath work, and understanding that to have a better life, you need to first start with breathing better. Now, I know that sounds, again, really, really simple. There is a lot more to it than that. And honestly, breath work and hypnosis go hand in hand on so many different levels. And in future podcasts and sessions, I will dive into that a little bit more. But at this point in time, this session today or tonight, for those listening of a night time, it is about remaining calm, how to remain calm, and just bringing yourself back to that level, that really base, good level that we all like to be on. And once you come back to that level, things become clearer. You're able to focus easier. You're able to make better decisions. You're able to have all those tools and resources come to their full abilities at that time, because you're not clouded in your judgment due to whether it be anxiety, frustration, lack of understanding. It can be just the fact that you're not overly aware of how to regulate your emotions. But coming back to having those moments of calmness and being aware that you need to remain calm, or just trying to remain calm, it's a very, very powerful thing, and it's something that I think we all need focus on and try a little bit harder to. So, in saying that, I hope you can find yourself a nice, comfy position, either sitting down or laying down. Allow yourself to close your eyes and listen to my voice. And as always, please make sure that you are not driving or operating machinery, as this is a hypnotic session. And enjoy, and let's get started. So, again, if you haven't done so already, just take a deep breath now. And allow yourself to now close your eyes. And just allow your conscious and unconscious mind to release all of that pressure and stress and tension from the day, the week, the month, the year, and just let it go now. All that pressure, all that stress, all that tension, just allow it to fade away from the tip of your head down past your shoulders. All that tension, all that stress, just relax. From your elbows, your forearms, your wrists and your fingers, just allow them all to relax. Your chest, your back, your spine and your stomach, allow it to relax now. As you just focus on my voice. All that stress from your hips, your thighs, your knees, and your calves. Allow all that pressure, all that stress, all that tension just dissipate, just let it go as you relax now. All the way from your head down your shoulders, to your hips, to your knees, to your toes. Allow everything now to just relax. That's right. And as you focus on your breathing, just breathing in 2, 3, 4, and breathing out 2, 3, 4, and breathing in 2, 3, 4, and breathing out 2, 3, 4, and as you start to focus on those breaths, you realize as they slow, your heart rate slows down, and as your heart rate slows down, become relaxed. And as you relax, waves of calmness flow through your body. That feeling of calm, safe, secure, washes over you. It feels good. It feels good now to feel those feelings. That safety, that security, that calm. We all deserve to feel that way, do we not? As you listen to my voice, I'll count backwards from 10 down to 1. And as I count down, with every number, you feel more calm, more relaxed, more safe, more secure. And with every number, it just allows your unconscious and conscious mind to integrate all these suggestions easily and effortlessly into your conscious, your unconscious mind, and every part of your daily actions from this day on now. 10. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. All the way down into that beautiful state of trance, that amazing, relaxing, calm state of hypnosis. Five. That's right. Deeper and deeper down. Four. Three. I want you to realize it's easy and quite simple to become calm now. All you have to do is stop. And as you stop, you take three conscious breaths. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Breathing in, two, three, four, and out, two, three, four. Breathing in, two, three, four. Breathing out, two, three, four. Breathing in, two, three, four. Breathing out, two, three, four. You see, when we stop and we take those conscious breaths, it allows us just a moment to restart. It allows everything to pause just for those moments, to get clarity, to understand why we need to remain calm now. It may be due to our own frustrations. It may be due to our own lack of understanding. It may be the things we're seeing in other people are a reflection of what frustrate ourselves. We need to take a moment with those three conscious breaths to be calm. And when you take a moment to remain calm now, you have that clarity you need to move forward. You have clarity to make better and stronger and wiser decisions. Now you have that ability to see past those internal and external frustrations. You have the ability with those three conscious breaths to see through your own anxieties and to remain calm now. And you realize it's easy and effortless to just stop for that moment, to take those three conscious breaths. Because everything begins and finishes with breath. To breathe is to live. To live is to experience life, and there will be things that emerge that may creep in internally or externally to challenge you. But you have those tools and resources now to remain calm, to have that feeling of safety, security, of calmness. Remain calm now as you take those three conscious breaths. That's right. And you know from this day forward, consciously or unconsciously, that any time you feel that panic, that frustration, that anxiety starting to creep in, that you can stop now. Take those three conscious breaths and remain calm. You have all those tools, all those resources in your unconscious and conscious mind, into every part of your daily actions, to stop now and take those three conscious breaths. And you can and will remain calm. Because when you remain calm, you have clarity, and when you have clarity, you can make better decisions. You can see through the hurt, the pain, the anxiety, the frustration. You can make more precise decisions. You can make clearer decisions that better yourself and others around you when you just stop and take those three conscious breaths and remain calm. You see, we're all built in with that fight or flight reflex. But that same reflex that can make you stand up and protect others can also make you flee. But without making those safe, calm decisions, you'll never know which one is correct. So for that moment, you stop. Now you take those three conscious breaths. And you remain calm. And you know from this day forward now that any time you feel those emotions, that fear, that anxiety, that frustration, either internally or externally, you stop. You take those three conscious breaths and you remain calm, and then you make your decisions and you're better for it. And the people around you are better for it. And it feels good to have these tools, resources and abilities, either consciously or unconsciously, right now. And you feel grateful and pride to know that you can do this and that you can achieve those things anytime you wish, when you just stop and take those three conscious breaths. It won't take long. It doesn't need to take long. You just stop and take those three conscious breaths and remain calm now. That's right. Do those three conscious breaths, people start to notice how well you handle those harder situations. They will ask you, how did you remain so calm, so steady? How did you keep it all together? Your reply will be simple. All I did was stop. I took 3 conscious breaths, and I decided to stay calm. And when I'm calm, I make better decisions. I make clearer, more precise decisions. As long as I remain calm, and you know from this day forward, either consciously or unconsciously, that any time you take those 3 breaths, you will remain calm, you'll remain safe, you'll make better decisions every time you take those 3 breaths. From this day forward, it'll be a sign to your unconscious mind to remain calm. That's right. And in a moment, I'm going to count backwards. From 5, all the way down to 10. And as I do that with every number, it's going to integrate all these suggestions into your unconscious and conscious mind. And knowing from this day forward, all those suggestions will get nothing but stronger. And you'll know whenever you need to be calm, you just stop and take those 3 conscious breaths. Five, integrating all of these things in your conscious and unconscious mind and every part of your daily habits. 6, feeling good, feeling happy, feeling terrific, feeling calm. 7, feeling excited about what's going to be happening in the near future. 8, 9, being aware of the room around you, movement in your hands and your fingers. And 10, eyes awake, feeling good, feeling happy, feeling terrific, but most of all, right now, feeling calm. Thank you and welcome back. I hope you have a fantastic time, and from this day on, you feel so much more calm.